We have to jump into our next segment on our show this week, which is our album review. And this week we are joined by Nayeli. And Nayeli, you have got to tell us all about the album you chose this week.
This week I chose to do The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess by Chapel Rowan. One of my favorites. I've really enjoyed it.
Oh,
listening to it all summer.
So this is Chapel Rowan's, like, obviously take off to fame. I mean, she has blown up all over. But what would you say are some of the top songs from this album?
Ooh, I would definitely go with, like, the obvious. We've got Hot to Go. We've got Casual. But one that's not as obvious, I didn't even hear it when I first listened to the album. My favorite song on there would probably have to be, where is it? Picture You.
Oh, Picture You is so
good. I love it so much.
I like that song a lot because obviously, I mean, all of her songs are very catchy and like upbeat, but that one, she really breaks it down into slower and showcases like her vocals. And there's like a run she does at the end of that song, which is insane.
I think I played it every time I drove home from work the entire summer, sang it at the top of my lungs.
I follow Nayeli on Airbuds, which if you guys don't know is like an app where you can see what people listen to. And I'm pretty sure I saw Picture You in her recents for like 2 weeks straight.
Maybe more. Yeah. I would say more.
Yeah. Well, if you had to give this album like a rating out of 10, where would it stand?
I'm going to give it the full 10 out of 10.
Wow.
I think it is my favorite album this whole year.
Yeah, I am really impressed with it as well. And one thing I'm kind of sad about, I mean, I'm so happy she blew up, but do you think you'll get a chance to see her, or do you think tickets will be too hard to get from now on?
Oh my gosh. You know, I feel like she's not going to play any smaller shows. Like,
yeah.
I feel like after the whole Lollapalooza, biggest crowd played for at Lollapalooza, like history, I don't see her playing many small shows. I don't see them being cheap.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I feel like I'm never going to see her live, but that's okay.
I got to see her at Lala, and it was the best day
so
of my
jealous.
Life.
You know what? I'm half jealous because that crowd looks suffocating. It was so many people.
It was a pain, but I think it was worth it to see her. But we have actually got a song for you guys from this album. This is Hot to Go by Chapel Rowan. Chapel Rowan with Hot to Go as our album review this week by Nayeli. Nayeli, is there any other like standout points on this album you got to talk about?
You know what? I really love Phenomenon.
Yes.
And I love like how like it starts so like chill. It's really beautiful in the beginning. There's like orchestral music in the background. Then immediately goes into some electronics and then a motorcycle sound effect. Like we go from one end of the spectrum to the other and it's crazy in the first like 20 seconds.
Yeah, I love like the motorcycle sound of that. I think it like brings it together and that song is just so, so good. But this album, I noticed there's no features on it. And if you could see her kind of having a feature on one of her albums, who do you think she would sound good with?
I would love to hear her with Olivia Rodrigo.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I would love it.
I saw that video. Olivia Rodrigo recently brought her out to sing Hot to Go on her tour and their like duet version of it was so good.
Like I need them to put out a song together. I need it to happen.
Yeah. I don't know because I mean, I've seen a lot of Chapel Rowan stuff kind of saying she might be taking a step back because kind of a lot of crazy stuff's been happening. But do you think we're going to get new music or do you think it'll be a minute?
You know what? I hope so.
Yeah.
I think it has kind of been a minute.
Yeah, you know? I know. I mean, we had Good Luck, Babe, but that's like it. I feel like she's been teasing that song, The Subway, for so long. I cannot wait for her to release it.
I think we're going to get some new music. At least I hope so. Like, I want another album.
I really hope so. But thank you so much, Nayeli, for coming on this week for our album review. And if you guys want to read the whole album review they wrote, make sure you check it out at WZND.com.